Welcome and thanks for listening to Grit Because, sponsored by Springfield Metro Woman, a free resource guide for women in the Southwest Missouri area. Metro Woman magazine showcases area businesses and services for women. You can find Springfield Metro Woman at over 200 locations and online at 417metrowoman.com. Pick up a copy or sign up for their email. Every month, Springfield Metro Woman connects you with area women's products and services, providing excellent results for their advertisers. Thanks for listening to the podcast. My name's Trina Wilcox, and today I'm joined by Sharla Moody, owner of Jane of All Trades Consulting. Welcome. You have a health journey that you are excited to share. Please tell us about it.
I had so many life changes. So I left my job at the Assemblies of God after 22 years. And I'm doing my own thing now. So just to kind of get a bit of a background and kind of jump into the middle of my story a bit, 20 years ago, I had a friend look at me and she said, you know, I think you have a thyroid problem.
Oh.
And I said, what makes you think that? And she said, well, you're missing half your eyebrows. And that's typically a sign of somebody who has hypothyroidism, because she had had that herself. And so I went to my doctor. He tested me for, did the one test that most doctors do. They do one test, and he said, no, your thyroid is fine. Your TSH levels are normal. So for 20 years, every time my company switched insurance companies and I had to get a new doctor, I had them all test my thyroid again, and they all said it's normal. And also in one of my doctors previously, I was having energy issues. And so he ran some tests and noticed that my B12 levels were extraordinarily low. So I take 5,000 milligrams of B12 every day for 20 years to get my body to absorb B12. And I asked him, why am I not absorbing B12? And the doctor said, I have no idea. You just need to take B12. So I just took it. So I'm 45. And so I just took that as the gospel, because, you know, I'm of the generation that you just trust what these experts tell you, and you don't do research for yourself, or you don't know how to do the research for yourself. So I've just been dutifully taking B12 and dealing as best as I can with my low energy, my weight gain, all of that stuff. A year ago, I got in touch with a nutritionist who focuses on low carb, high fat diets, and loved her and loved how I felt on it, but wasn't really losing any weight. And through her, I discovered podcasts, and they started talking about functional medicine. So I asked my nutritionist, I texted her one day, and I was like, how do you feel about this? And she said, I'm more open to it than ever. So I Googled functional medicine, Springfield, Missouri, and I came in contact with the clinic that I currently go to, and had an appointment, met with them. They asked what my goals were. I was like, I need to lose weight. And I said, I think I have a whole host of issues that have been undiagnosed. And I told her, I think I have a thyroid problem. So they ran a boatload of tests, right? Well, there isn't just one thyroid test. There's like five. And so she ran all of the thyroid tests, and the TSH came back completely normal. But the other ones were completely wrong, were completely jacked. And she said, yes, you have a thyroid problem. Congratulations. She said, my body is making the thyroid that I need, but my body doesn't know how to use it. So my brain is working too hard to produce it, and my body isn't using it. So she started me out a year ago on a 30 milligrams of thyroid, and I just went to my last appointment, and we're tapping it out at 120. So I really was hypothyroid. I just didn't know the questions to ask, or that I should have even asked. I mean, that's the thing. I feel like I need a t-shirt sometimes that says, I wish I knew what to ask, or I didn't know I needed to ask until I knew I needed to know, kind of a thing.
Wow.
Because I just don't know how to ask those questions. I didn't know I was supposed to know. And so, you know, through the random chance of me getting a hold of somebody and discovering functional medicine and how it works differently. And it's also not using a lot of synthetic drugs. So a lot of people, when they take a thyroid medication, they go on Synthroid. And I have friends who are on Synthroid, and they absolutely hate how their body reacts and how they respond to that drug. I'm on a natural desiccated thyroid, and it is a pig thyroid, but it's more bioidentical to what my body naturally produces. And so my body more readily uses it. It's not as hard, and there's not all the side effects. And the other things, I actually feel great. And through the whole process, I discovered why I don't absorb B12. I also don't absorb folic acid. And so one of the things that I have learned, and I have been telling all of my friends, if they're frustrated with their doctor or frustrated with, you know, the answers that they're getting or not getting, go to a functional medicine clinic. We now have, I think when I first started looking, there was 2 in Springfield, and now there are 4. And to find someone who can look at things holistically and look at you holistically and say, you're not crazy, because I felt like I was 45 and crazy. The other thing, it's a little female-centric, but through this journey, I'd been on birth control for health reasons for 20 years. And all of a sudden, I'm reading all of these things that say, you shouldn't be on it for any reason for more than just a couple of years. And I'm thinking, oh, Lord. And so through this process with my functional medicine doctor, we are working on a plan. I'm not on it anymore for health reasons, because those were a sign that there's an imbalance and that there's something wrong. So rather than masking it with a pill, which is what we typically do in Western medicine, I'm now working on the underlying root causes. And that's really the point of functional medicine, is identifying not just what the problem is to mask it, but what is causing the problem in the first place, and what can we do holistically to reverse that, to manage that, or fix it. And so I am like a super proponent of functional medicine now because of what it has done for me over the long haul. It is not a quick fix by any stretch of the imagination, because it does take time to heal your insides mm-hmm. and to feel better, but it is so worth it, because I feel like for the first time in my life that I'm actually dealing with the issues that have been plaguing me for over 20 years. And those do take time, and it's frustrating at times, but at the same time, every time I go back in and we check my levels, there are more things that are more normal now than they were, mm-hmm. you know, even 3 months ago. So I am all over. I'm now like the poster child and the spokesman for functional medicine. I'm like, get to a functional medicine clinic. Wow. Even if you keep your regular doctor, you know, having somebody, or, you know, starting the conversation with your doctor, are they willing to look at these alternative ways rather than, you know, what the insurance companies typically want you to do and go that way?
More with Sharla about her health journey after a quick word from our sponsor. Grip Because is sponsored by Springfield Metro Woman. You can pick up the newest issue of Springfield Metro Woman at over 200 locations throughout Springfield, Nixa, Ozark, and neighboring communities. Find yours at salons, restaurants, and more listed at 417metrowoman.com or at any Village Inn, Cedars, Perkins, Golden Corral, or at the Avon store with Penny. Back with Sharla Moody, who is a proponent of functional medicine. You've been on a health journey, and you certainly have to be your own health advocate, but you also shouldn't feel bad if you do need the medication and whatnot. It's just drilling down as much as possible to get to the root.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and it's, sometimes those medications are the solution. And I'm not saying, you know, you shouldn't throw all the cost in. But what I learned for me is that I should ask questions, and it's hard to know what questions to ask. And so, you know, researching, you know, the internet is a wonderful source of information, and it's also a wonderful source of misinformation. So learning how, you know, talking with people in the community, or talking to trusted friends who may know of people that you can trust in the market that may, or trust on the internet that have viable solutions, and really dig into the research and seeing where research funded, who can, you know, who are people that you can trust to give you good answers, because sometimes there are other ways of looking at the problem. And that's been it's been a journey for me, but it's been an interesting one. And like I said, I'm 45 and I still have a way to go, but I feel healthier now than I have felt in years.
So once you started feeling better, how did that spill over into other aspects of your life?
Well, I'm 45, so I am in the middle of that part of a woman's journey where they tell you life stinks, you're going to lose your brain, and you just have to wait till you're, you know, in your late 50s, early 60s before you get your brain back, right? Well, I have learned through this journey, because I had started to experience some of those memory issues and some of those brain fog things that happen to women in their middle 40s. And through this journey, I am getting more clarity back. I am not forgetting things, or I'm not losing time like I used to. And I'm starting to get more energy where I feel I used to run 5 miles or 3 miles five times a week. And I've been basically a couch potato. I come home from work and I go to sleep and then I get up and go to bed. And I've discovered through this journey, I'm getting my energy back. I have more energy to do other things. I have a memory again, and I have a mental capacity to remember things like I did in my 20s and my 30s again. And so having that kind of holistic health and realizing that these perimenopausal years aren't necessarily a death sentence or the norm. They don't have to be the norm was huge for me.
So do you feel like as you were trying to figure out which questions to ask when you said you didn't know which questions you should be asking, should someone just start doing an internet research, or what would you recommend?
Well, what started for me was a friend of mine in a similar that also went to the same nutritionist that I go to had recommended a podcast to me that was by a woman, and it was about low carb, high fat, and all sorts of women issues. And she recommended it, and the nutritionist had said, "Yeah, she's pretty good." And so I started listening to her, and it was in the podcast when she was interviewing OB-GYNs and women health doctors and professionals that I started to realize that's where I first figured out I have questions that I didn't even know I should be asking. And that was bringing it to light. So finding those people that are reputable in the community. And then through that podcast, I found other podcasts to listen to because I thought, well, this person is a recommended resource. Maybe some of these other people are. But then also not taking it for granted, but saying, does that jive with what I'm experiencing? Does that jive with, you know, what I'm hearing from other sources as well? And learning to be a critical thinker in that kind of a way was helpful to me.
Would you like to share that podcast in case someone else wants to listen in?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't know if I could. So there are two that I love. One of them is the Low Carb MD podcast. And it is hosted by two doctors. And the other one, the first one that I got to, is by Leanne Vogel. And it's called Healthful Pursuit, H-E-A-L-T-H-F-U-L Pursuit. And the thing that I liked about her podcast is that it is strictly for women because low carb, high fat, keto, paleo, all of those things, they respond differently in women than they do in men. And most of the research that is out there is on men and not on women. And so I love the fact that her podcast was just geared towards women and their health. And so that was really what started me off was the Healthful Pursuit. And now, you know, I listen to the low carb doctors. So.
All right. Well, that is a good start. Thanks for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for chatting with me today. I love talking about this now, and it's my favorite thing because there is just so much confusion and so much out there. And I love plug and play answers, and that was difficult for me not to have a plug and play answer, but to be able to learn to be comfortable with the journey, I think is critical.
That's a very important thing to highlight that it is very hard to be patient with a process, but I think if more people knew going in that we did need to buckle down and press forward because it is our health is long-term, that maybe there'd be more understanding that it's not that abnormal, that it does take a while. Does that make sense?
Right. It's just, everything is microwavable, right?
Yeah.
So why can't my weight loss or my health fix be microwavable too? And right. I think that's a lot of times what I learned is, you know, my view of a lot of the pharmacology industry is a get healthy quick pill. And it's just not always healthy.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Have a fantastic day.
You too. Thank you, Charlo Moody, for sharing your health journey story. And thank you for listening. Now, as we move forward, we're going to be mixing things up a little bit, combining the gritty stories of Grit Because with the health aspect of the Fit Cat Few. We'll call it the Twisted Podcast with Trenel Wilcox. That's what you'll want to be watching for. The idea is to take those obstacles that you've been blessed with and twisting them around into your gift. So be watching for more. If you have something you want to share, reach out, contact me. I'd love to help you share your story. Thanks so much for listening to Grit Because, sponsored by 417 Metro Woman. The free guide has provided resources for Southwest Missouri area women for over 15 years. An award-winning, locally owned business committed to connecting local women to related services, products, and events while providing excellent results for advertisers. They support and encourage the growth and recognition of businesses that offer services and goods to women in the 417 area. They do this by providing a magazine with these resources to enhance women's lives in Greater Springfield, Branson, Nixa, Ozark, and the surrounding areas. You can learn more at 417metrowoman.com. I'm Trina Wilcox, and more for you anytime at gritbecause.com.